Hello and welcome to Pop Drop, where we discuss current pop culture news and social media trends. We are your hosts,
Molly Leiter
and Olivia Thompson. So today we're just going to be talking about recent events in pop culture, since this is our first podcast of the year. So basically, one of the most recent things that has happened that I can really think of is the Coldplay Kiss Cam
scandal. Yeah,
where, what was it, like,
it was the CEO, it was the CEO assistant. Of
a, like, astronomer,
yeah, something
or something along that line,
like space math.
Yeah, I just think, honestly, do you think, like, if they would have just, like, stayed together and not, like, hid, do you think it would have, like, blown up?
There's no way it would have blown up. Because, I mean,
I don't think anyone would have found out.
Yeah. And even if they were just doing it, it's, like, right when they hid, you knew they were doing an affair. But, like, if they just stayed, even if they, like, they're close, but they could have easily played it off. I feel like if the wife or the husband of the person saw, because they both were married with kids.
Both?
They both were married.
I didn't realize the girl was, like, married.
Yeah, she was married, too. So they both were married with kids. I think if they just stayed, they could have played it off. It would have been like, okay, obviously you were cheating. But I don't think they would have found out if...
No, because I feel like they made a big deal out of it. And nobody would have... I don't think anyone would have posted it online if it was just, like, a regular video.
And if it did, it probably wouldn't have gotten as viral as it did. Yeah. And then he blamed Coldplay and said, you probably shouldn't put people's life on camera.
But why wouldn't you? Like, it's a concert. It's like blaming a stoplight for you running a red. It's like, maybe they shouldn't have... Maybe the stoplight shouldn't have turned red whenever I was going through it.
Great analogy.
Thank you. I enjoyed it. I thought I did really good on that one. But yeah, that was pretty viral. Like, that was crazy viral. I can't. That's all I saw for, like, a week and a half.
I know. It was all, and everyone's recreating it, too.
Yeah.
You and know, like, it's at popular, different, like, all the, like, comedy people are recreating
it. Yeah, and, like, at different sports games and stuff. Yes! Now, whenever they do it, people recreate it. And they call it, like, the Coldplay Cam.
Yeah.
I think it's so funny.
I think
funny.
That's crazy, that.
And it's, like, I just think it's hilarious because it's so funny. And then his, like, daughter... got famous on TikTok just because of that.
I know. She was like, when you find out your dad
is having an affair through TikTok.
Like, that's crazy.
There's some new additions to the Cambridge Dictionary.
What?
Words like skibbity, delulu.
Stuff.
Tradwife. Popularized through TikTok have officially been added to the Cambridge Dictionary, showcasing how social platforms are shaping modern language. I don't even know the definition for skibbity at all.
Me either. I think it's just a stupid word. Like,
I don't know what it means, so why are we adding it?
Silly. Like, you can check the dictionary, now we know.
Yeah. Like, I know what delulu means, but, like, it's literally just a shortened version of delusional.
Yeah, I'm just...
So I don't... Wait, I want to, like, look up skibbity definition.
Yeah, I mean, now you have it.
Skibbity... Cambridge Dictionary. Okay. They have it online. Skibbity. A word that can have different meanings, such as cool or bad, or can be used with no real meaning as a joke. Skibbity, skibbity, skibbity. A boy around 7 saying to himself as he dribbled a soccer ball, "What the skibbity are you doing?" What was the most skibbity part?
That's so...
In the viral song, the words "you're so pretty" were replaced by "you're so skibbity." That wasn't very skibbity, Riz, of you.
Ew, I don't get why we add...
It's like, humorless. It's like an adjective, and it said as humorous slang.
It kind of scares me because, like, looking back for, like, the 2000s, the 90s, the 80s, when they added word to dictionaries, if it was slang... The words weren't bad. They were good. They're used today. And I'm like, our generation is so bad. Like, I'm
stupid
just like,
and like.
Stupid. I'm like, the sad thing is generations to come are going to be even worse than our generation.
Yeah, and then they added tradwife, which means a married woman, especially one who posts on social media, who stays at home doing cooking, cleaning, etc., and has children that she takes care of. Tradwife is short for traditional wife. Tradwives are not just traditional stay-at-home mothers, but social media influencers making money for content. Gen Z is watching a lot of tradwife content. Tradwives don't split the check.
Ew. Yeah, okay. So 2000 slang was like OMG, LOL was created, IDK, IDC. Everyone uses that.
I still use it.
I say my B all the time.
But nobody's going to say
tradwife.
Nobody's going to say skibbity. And they're texting like 20 years.
That's the thing we don't know, though. Like, younger generations might use that, or they're going to come up with even stupider stuff.
Actually, no way. That's
crazy. It kind of scares me because, like, kids nowadays that are going to be the future are the people making skibbity and making all this brain rot. And I'm just, like, scared because I'm like, what do you mean that's that? Those people are going to, like, lead our nation when we're old. Scares me.
Yeah.
Like, talk to the hand as if. No, duh. Like, what? I kind of wish I could just, like, go back to the 2000s. Be a kid during the 2000s. But
I feel like everything made more sense. Now I feel like we're running out of stuff to say, almost.
Hopefully we do. Or we'll make up more words like skibbity. I mean, who even came up with that word? That's my thing. How do you think of that? Like, I make up words, but I'm not going to be like, oh, let's put this in a dictionary.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I'm trying to think.
I mean, music wise, Sabrina Carpenter has an album coming out next Friday.
29. Soon, that's very soon.
Taylor Swift has an album coming out October 3rd.
Do you think that she's gonna like try to overshadow Sabrina Carpenter and put out some singles right after Sabrina Carpenter releases her album?
I heard, but some people don't think because she's never, or like people are like, oh, she's going to try to release because Grammys, like due date for 2026 Grammys is August 29th. Like you have to have music released before August 29th. I thought
it
was
you had to have it after.
No, I think it's before 20. It was like saying like if she released something before the 29th, it could be qualified for the 2026 Grammys.
Would the whole album be qualified?
No, it'd just be the single if she released it. But a lot of people are saying she's not going to do that because she hasn't released like a single in a while before the album. I think the last single she released before the album was Lover.
Anti-Hero,
yeah. Did she release that before the album?
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's been, what, 3 years?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know, but people said she's done that before. Like, she's released stuff or she's basically... I remember Miley released an album or whatever when she said she got back her masters and everyone was like, oh, she's overshadowing Miley because her old work went to the top chart and, like, blocked Miley or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like every time she releases an album, everyone always says, oh, she's blocking this other artist. Which, I mean... I think she's just that popular that whatever album she's going to release, it's going to, like, go to top charts. But I feel like Sabrina, like, I almost like Sabrina more. And I think they're going to have the same vibe. And I think Sabrina's probably would top a single, honestly. Yeah,
like, at this point.
Because Manchild was number one in a while. Like, she's so big right now, I don't think.
I think Sabrina Carpenter could talk Taylor Swift, which sounds crazy because she's only doing arenas right now.
I know. I think she could top Taylor Swift, too. I think they have the same... I think this album is probably going to have the same vibe Sabrina's albums have had. But, like, Taylor Swift, so far, her music has kind of been, like, sad and mellow. Her last two albums.
Dare she's had I a say few, boring?
Almost. Yeah, like, she's just had a lot of low-grade... synth, almost no pop really, but I think this album's gonna be pop. But
I think that recently she's been focusing too much on almost production, like, yeah, it's less about the music, more about
lyrics.
Yeah, and it's like some of her lyrics recently have like not made sense.
Well, also the reason they don't make sense is because, like, I love her and her lyricism is so good, but I'm like, sometimes I just need, like basic. Because I'm like...
And she's trying too hard sometimes for the lyricism. I can't
decode Everyone's like, oh, I'm decoding this, this, and this. And I'm like,
I just want to listen to him song.
Yeah. Like, when she uses big words, I'm like, I don't know what that means. I have to, like, search it up because I'm like, I don't even know how to pronounce it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, kudos to her because I could never do that. I couldn't even write a song. But sometimes I just like pop music that, like, is easy to memorize. Like,
yeah.
If I have a song and I like a song, like, usually if I like an album, I want to go on that concert, that tour for that album, and I want to be able to know the songs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's hard to memorize a song when it's...
Like, it's hard to, like, memorize any of the Torture Poet Department songs.
Like, some of them that are upbeat, memorize. Slow ones, harder. Like, Robin, like, The Manuscript. I haven't really listened to those because those are kind of hard to understand. But I'm excited. I think Sabrina Carpenter's album is going to be really good.
I know. Do we think Harry Styles is going to release something soon?
Oh, my gosh. I think he's going to. People think he's releasing something tomorrow because he.
Actually, tomorrow?
I hope he does because I miss him so much.
What's, like, the theory on that? Why?
He had a Pleasing pop-up in New York, like his brand Pleasing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's used the brand. He used the brand to tease when he was going to release Harry's House, the video, to, like, when he released the video, like, he teased the date, like, in one of the photos of when he released the teaser for the album and released he was going to do an album. And he used Pleasing in that the pop-up, there was, like, a note card that everyone in the pop-up got, and at the top, and, like, red, so it was obvious, like, it was, like, you saw that, and you were, like, what's that? Because it was bright red and, like, a purple-pink setting on, like, white paper, so it was obvious. And it said 2108-2025, but it was all one, like, code, but every single thing got it. And in England, that's how they write their dates. They do month, or they do day, month, year. And so it ended with 2025 and did 2108. That's August 21st.
Yeah, so that's literally tomorrow.
And for the past week, he's been so active. Like, you, during his hiatus, which has been like 3 years, we saw him every once in a while. Like, you'd see him once a month or something. But it was like, if you saw him twice in a month, it was like rare. It was like almost like, I don't even know, like a Victorian seeking, like a Victorian man seeing an ankle or whatever that meme is. Like, it was like shocking seeing an ankle for the first time. Like, it's like, oh my gosh, that's the rarest occurrence ever. But he's been like seen for like a week. So I think he's releasing music tomorrow. If he doesn't, I'm going to cry.
That'd be crazy. I hope he does.
Too.
I really like his music. Harry House is good. I just like this, like, albums before Harry's House.
Oh, yeah. Fine.
Better.
Fine Line and H1.
I like his, like, first album.
His first album's the best. He needs to bring... Because he also... That was his best tour, too. Because he wore suits.
Yeah.
His second tour, he wore suspenders and ugly outfits. No offense. He wore, like, black and white polka dots with green and blue striped pants. I was like, that's not a fashion statement.
Nope.
You can pull it off because you're Harry Styles, but... And I feel like his music... We haven't really had any good... boy pop music, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like, I've listened to Role Model.
But he hasn't come out with anything.
No, but a big reason I listened to him is because I was missing Harry Styles so much.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I kind of tried to use him to, like, help me, but.
I don't know. Oh, hello.
Hey, see people.
Okay. Yeah, no, I agree. He did rock a lot of polka dots on that tour.
Yeah, he did. I had, when I went to my show, had orange striped shirt and orange polka dot overalls.
Oh, cute.
It was the ugliest thing I've ever seen. I was like, come on, Harry, why are you wearing that?
His last show is good, though. He had, like, sparkles on.
I know. He, like, wore shirtless, of course. Gosh.
Of course
it wasn't my show. Not that I would go for that, but whatever.
Yeah. Do we have anything else?
Do we have anything else?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I mean, besides Sabrina Carpenter's album, I just think it's going to be good.
I hope it's good. I hope it's
her
good.
Her single Man Child, I loved. Like, I thought that was so good. It was, like, on repeat.
Yeah.
I thought it was so good.
I still listen to it on repeat.
Oh, yeah. It's so good. It's catchy.
Yeah.
It's just pop.
Yeah, no, I agree.
In one word. I think this album's going to be really good.
It's just pop.
Okay, what I'm confused about is she has deluxe tour shows.
Yeah, is she? What is she going
to sing? How is she? Is she going to, like,
I know.
Exactly, because they're after her album.
I'm going to one.
So yeah, I am too, but I'm like.
Wait, what are you going to?
I'm going to the November show in Tennessee.
Oh, I was going to go to that one.
Yeah.
Fun, fun, fun.
And I'm still trying to get the Halloween because I feel like that'd be so fun. Like
going I know. To a Halloween show. That's what I'm saying.
You dress up. The person's going to dress up. They're going to, like, centered around the holiday, which I think is so fun.
I'm doing, like, one of her, like, tour outfits kind of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, that's cute.
With, like, a Victoria's Secret thing with cat ears, black cat ears. So it's going to be like, I'm a cat.
Yeah. Like, I feel like that's fun. Or, like, dressing up, like, and Girls That Lie, it's like butterfly. You mistake butterflies as cardiac arrest.
Mm-hmm.
Like dressing up as a butterfly and doing the TikTok to that sound or whatever. But like, I don't know. Is she going to sing Man's Best Friend? Like, how would you not?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she'll probably go on tour for it.
And I'll go. I hope so. She's going to be like on tour for like years.
2 years. Hey. I don't care.
Yeah. Okay.
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 That's okay. It.
We're your hosts,
Molly Leiter
and Olivia Thompson. This is Pop Drop. See you next week. And don't forget to stay informed. Also, follow our Instagram at Pop Drop Now and our TikTok at Pop Drop Now.
Signing off.